Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Burt Show.
What was the name of the movie where the wife knows about a mistress and then the mistress finds out about another mistress?
The Other Woman?
The Other Woman.
It's like with Cameron Diaz, yes. Leslie Mann.
Yeah. And Kate Upton, I think it was.
And Kate Upton.
How about that? The wife found out he had a mistress and then the mistress found out he had another side piece. So they're wondering, how do all of them handle it? Abby's got the email.
Hello, everyone. I want to just start by saying that I don't have any plans to leave my husband. I just feel lost, confused, angry, and emotional. Everything feels like it's crashing down on me. My husband and I have been married for 15 years, have two young children, a boy and a girl, and he has a son from a previous relationship who also lives with us. I found out a few years ago that he was having an affair, and he confessed that he fell in love with this person, but he wanted to make our relationship work. I had filed for divorce to scare him, and he promised me that he cut all contact with her and wanted to figure out what went wrong, that he even decided to cheat. Everything has been great. We got past it by going to therapy and learning how to love each other again. This weekend, the same woman from all those years ago messaged me today saying, please ask your husband once and for all to please leave me alone.
Uh-oh.
Apparently, she figured out we were still together. All those feelings came rushing back. We've been talking about it, and it turns out he never stopped seeing her. He was selling her a dream, telling her that we were getting a divorce. I'm now thinking that he just wants to make things work because he doesn't want to lose in the divorce. He's successful, but we've built this business together. I also found out that he was away in Mexico this weekend when he told me he was away for work with a whole different woman. God works in mysterious ways. Turns out a friend of mine was on vacation and saw him and took videos of him with this other woman.
And the universe does that all the time. Like, you think you're going to get away with something and the unlikeliest person will be in the most unlikeliest place at the exact same time of you so you can get stone cold busted.
Yep. The universe was doing its thing. I just don't know what to do. I want to confront him, but I'm not sure if she and I should do it together, so he doesn't have any way to manipulate his way out of it like he always does. I also want our marriage to work. Do I just turn a blind eye and allow this to happen under my nose? Do I leave and the kids have to deal with separating households? Please, any advice would be appreciated.
Okay. Well, I mean, my advice you're not going to take because you said you want to work this out with your husband. But it seems to me it takes two people to make a marriage work. And He's not going to do that.
No, he is what he is. And he clearly is showing no signs of changing. I don't think he ever will. And unfortunately, with you staying through him behaving this way, it's enabling him at this point. And if she doesn't want to leave, that's unfortunate and I feel for her. But then you have to accept that this is just the way that your marriage is going to be because I don't see him ever changing on his own.
No, and it sounds like he's a pathological liar, too.
Oh, my gosh. To lie and say that you've cut off all communication and then to go behind her back and then and completely do the exact opposite.
And also to lie to the mistress saying, I'm getting a divorce from my wife. We're now like he's lying to his wife and he's lying to his mistress.
He's lying to everybody.
And probably lying to the side piece of the mistress.
Oh, my God.
Dude, this is so sad because it's so commendable to me that you're willing to do whatever it takes to stick it out. Like, you took those vows, you took them seriously, and it's so, so heartbreaking to me that he can't even do the bare minimum by staying faithful.
I don't think it hurts to say something, though, because you have the video. I don't think you should show it to him expecting for him to be honest or to change, but if you just kind of want to show him that I know what's going on and this is how you're out here moving and embarrassing us, hopefully that'll make him feel something inside that'll motivate him to want to be a better husband.
I agree. I mean, you're well beyond your right to say something. I think we just want to let you know that you stay in this marriage, this is what you're going to get.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't see him all of a sudden watching this video and seeing the error of his ways and all of a sudden becoming completely faithful to you. If you want to stay in this, mm-hmm. and that's your choice, then that's your choice. But be prepared to know you're staying with a man who is never going to be able to be faithful.
Well, a marriage...
And I know never say never, but this just screams... He needs to work on himself. I would ask him to do, like, he needs to go do his own self-therapy.
Yes, for sure.
Well, a marriage, it's like, I mean, it's literally a contract. And so if you think about anything else in life that involves a contract, if you constantly are in breach of that contract and going against it, like, in the business world, that ends. Like, you go to court. And so it is funny that when people are involved, when emotions are involved, we're willing to overlook all of that. To me, if I'm you, like, I think it's commendable that you want to stick it out, but... I just don't see this ending well.
The Burt Show.